Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
Grace and peace to you from God, our Creator and our Companion, who calls us in the power of the Holy Spirit and makes us the body of Christ. On this holy night, we come to open our hearts that they might be a humble manger where the Christ child is born, and God finds new life in each of us and all of us together. So we wait and we watch in wonder, and we open our hearts. Will you pray with me? God, on this night, this time of anticipation and joy, we open our hearts not only for what is coming, but for what is here. Your presence among us right now, unfolding before our eyes. Deepen our wonder. Widen our trust. And open wide the doors of our hearts, that the Christ child may enter in, and each of us be born anew on this night by the grace of your presence and the mystery of your Spirit. God, we give you thanks and we ask your blessing. Amen.
A shoot shall sprout from Jesse's family tree. From Jesse's roots, a branch will blossom. A person with the Spirit of God, the Spirit of wisdom and reverence. They will delight in obeying God. They will act with respect towards the poor and choose for the well-being of the powerless. They will disarm tyrants and do away with all oppression. The wolf will live with the lamb, the calf and the lion together. And a little child shall lead them. No one will harm or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea.
In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a young girl engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the family of David. The girl's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one. God is with you." But she was puzzled by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said, "Don't be afraid, Mary. God regards you with honor. Look, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. God will give him the throne of David, his ancestor. He will rule over Jacob's house forever, and there will be no end to his kingdom."
Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I'm just a girl?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. Look, even in her old age, your relative Elizabeth is having a son. This woman, people thought, couldn't have babies, is now 6 months pregnant, for nothing is impossible for God." Then Mary said, "I'm God's servant. Let it be with me just as you have said." Then the angel left her.
Now, the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had born a son, and named him Jesus. Amen.
Oh, In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child.
While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of God shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you the good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born today in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find the child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was an angel of multitude and heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to the highest, heaven on earth peace among all people who loves God."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen as it had been told them.
Thank you.
Christmas story is a story of wonder. Prophets speaking of the promises of God that are still unfolding, not entirely seen yet. Joseph wrestling with this mystery of what's going on with Mary, something that he will never fully be able to have proven or be able to understand. All he can do is accept and wonder. And Mary herself wondering at this role that she's been given. Shepherds hearing this angelic news, seeing this baby, wondering what this might mean for them. Stars shedding this wondrous light that seems different. On this night, you watch, when you walk out, it will seem like the stars are leaning in a little closer. Because it seems like all of creation is hushed in wonder. And there's such peace. For a moment anyway, the family gets along. The kids are all behaving. Our sweaters are still on right side out. Looks pretty good. We're so hungry for that peace. That moment when it seems like light is shining out of the stable, out into the night. We're hungry for that wonder and that peace. Because there's so little of it. We come to this service from lives of noise and chaos and busyness. A little frazzled, hoping we've got everything all put together and pretty sure that we don't have everything all put together. Because life seems to be like that. It's not quite all put together. There's so much of our life that longs for peace that's really a mess. And the good news is that's what Christmas is actually about. It's about the mess. Because this story isn't just a story of wonder and peace. It's also a story of conflict and chaos and danger and struggle. Palestine is under Roman occupation and it's brutal. It's harsh. People are being crucified every day. Joseph and Mary make this journey to Bethlehem and they're far from home. And if you've ever delivered a child, you can only begin to imagine what it might be like. Far from home, in a barn, attended by dirty strangers from the wrong side of the tracks. This is not an easy story. And it's not going to get any easier. The star that shines so bright tonight has got some magi coming from the east. We know how that's going to turn out. They're going to stop and ask directions. Herod's going to hear about it. And pretty soon he's going to send soldiers. And this holy family in this peaceful little night will suddenly become refugees fleeing violent persecution. They will go to another country where there may or may not be a wall. And they will find themselves undocumented immigrants for a long time in a foreign country. This is a story about difficulty and chaos and even danger. That is what Christmas is about. Because Jesus didn't come in a palace. He didn't come to a comfortable, well-appointed place. He didn't come to a fortress that was well defended. He didn't arrive at a place where there had been magnificent preparations. He arrived where there were no preparations at all. Nobody had a clue. There wasn't any room in the inn. It was a mess. That's where God comes. And that's why God comes. It's wonderful that when God comes, we light candles and we dress up and we have our favorite foods and the whole family gathers. That's not why God comes. God comes to be with us in the mess, in the struggle, in the brokenness, in the loneliness, in the failure, and the despair. That's where Jesus comes. The cruddy, crappy little manger, that's where the Christ child lies. The lives that we bring to this night aren't really usually all this dressed up and pretty. We're not usually standing still long enough to hold a candle and sing four verses of a song. Christ comes into those lives, those messy, hurting, broken lives, because that is the mystery of this night, that God has come to be with us in all of that mess. No matter what. No matter what the mess is, no matter what the danger is, no matter what the brokenness is, this is the world that God chooses to come to and be faithful to and be present in. Cherish the candles. Sing your heart out in these songs. Pay attention while it's here, because it won't always be like this. Within a couple days, you'll be eating leftovers and cleaning up. And within a couple more days, you'll feel more lonely than usual, because those loved ones will have gone back. Everything will have gone back to normal, except this. God is with you. And nothing will ever be the same again. Every day, it's never the same again, because God is with us, Emmanuel. Blessing, loving, promising, I'm here all the way. That is the good news of Christmas. Will you pray with me? God, our hearts are open mangers. They are not prepared. They are not worthy. There is nothing good enough. And you come. And in your presence, it's perfect. By your grace, help us always to open our hearts to your coming. We pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence, and to listen for your voice, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace. Amen. Let us pray together. Blessed God, we praise you on this holy night for the mystery of your incarnation. We bless you for the birth of Jesus and for the gift of your salvation. We thank you that you dwell with us in love. In the name of the infant Jesus, we pray for all children and their families. We pray for peace. We pray for those for whom Christ came, those who suffer, those who are lost or lonely, the sick, the powerless, and the rejected, those who struggle in life, and those who do not know you. Blessed are the poor and those who mourn. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted, for among them is Emmanuel. Holy Spirit, make of our hearts an open manger, that Christ may be born in us anew and live in us always. By your grace, help us to receive the gifts of this holy season, to share them with all the world, and to live always in the light of Jesus' presence. Imagine how that story would have been impoverished if the shepherds hadn't come and honored Jesus. Imagine what we'd be missing if those magi hadn't traveled from far and offered their gifts. Imagine, what if Mary had said no? But to each of you, the angel of God is saying, what is in you is holy. Give of that, and the world will be blessed. So whatever our gifts are, we give of our hearts and our lives, our tithes and our offerings, all of that. Because God has given us these gifts. This is how God blesses the world.
Thank you.
grace of God is with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Holy One, our God. Holy God, God of love, on this night we thank you. You who have spun creation with light. You who have woven humanity with love. You who have walked among us and led us to freedom from all that distracts us and all that confines us. On this night, we give thanks that your word is made flesh, that you dwell among us, that all flesh is holy, that the very bread of the earth is the stuff of your body. And so we give thanks for the presence of Christ and sing your unending praise. Holy, holy, holy mystery, God of love and God of light. All creation shows your glory, shining with your presence bright. Blessed is the one who comes, God, in your mercy, in your love. Hosanna in the highest, sing Hosanna. All who come in your name are blessed, and blessed is Jesus, your Christ, born on this night, alone and afraid, who grew up to reach out to those who were alone and afraid. Born in a stable because there was no room for them. And so he grew up in his ministry to serve those for whom there was no room. He gathered the outcast. He loved the broken. He healed the sick. He raised up the lowly. And he gathered a community in which that light and that peace gave life to all. On the night in which he gave himself for us, he gathered at table with his disciples, and there he took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you." The same way, after the supper, he took the cup, and when he had blessed it with thanksgiving, he gave it to them and said, "Take and drink from this, all of you. This is my blood, which is poured out for you and for many, in a new covenant, which is the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me," he said. And so, whenever we break this bread and share this cup, we remember his death and resurrection until he comes again, preparing for his coming. We offer ourselves as a living and holy sacrifice in union with Christ's gift for us as we sing together of the mystery at the heart of our faith. Christ has died and Christ is risen. Christ will come again in love. Gracious God, as you did with Mary, pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and cup, so that they may be for us the body and blood of Christ, so that we might be the body of Christ for the world. May Christ be born in us, the Word made flesh in this bread, in our flesh, in all the world, in our love. For this is how you love the world. And so we give you thanks and praise that always Christ may be born in us. All glory and honor is yours, now and forever. Alleluia, alleluia, amen, amen. As a trusting child turns to her mother, So we turn to you and pray as Jesus taught us, asking you always to teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. It's so easy to miss the magnificent promise in those little words. In this broken bread, God says, "This is me. I'm giving myself to you." In this cup, God says, "This is my love flowing through you to all the world." This is the feast of the incarnation of God. Come, for the table is ready.
Thank you.
the body and blood of the beloved Jesus Christ, keep you, strengthen you, guide you now in eternal life. Let us pray. God of light and healing, we thank you for this mystery in which you have given yourself to us. You have come to dwell with us and within us, blessed, transformed, and sustained by these gifts. We go into the world in your name to bring good news to the poor, to set the captives free, and to proclaim your grace. Send us in the power of your Spirit with the blessing and the company of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who is present among us now and to eternal life. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was present to God from the beginning. Through the Word, all things came into being, and nothing that has come into being came into being apart from the Word. In the Word was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. The true light which enlightens everyone was coming into the world and was in the world, and yet, though the world came into the being through the world did not know it. The Word came, as one comes to one's own people, but they were not accepting. But all who do receive, who trust in that presence, are given power to become children of God, born not of natural descent or desires, or born of human will at all, but born of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen the glory of the Word with the delight and attention given an only child, full of grace and full of truth. From this one's fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. No one has ever seen God. It is the only begotten who is close to God's heart, who has made God known. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. Thank you. Look around. This is how you look to God all the time. shining with light, full of love and wonder. So, so lovely. Dearly beloved, siblings in Christ, God is with us. The Word made flesh. Bear this light into the world. Go in peace and serve God with joy. Amen.